Hydropower is one of the oldest sources of energy. It dates back to at least 2,000 years, when water mills would crush grains and break ore. Today, hydropower accounts for nearly one-third of renewable energy in the U.S. But as Harvest Public Media's Teresa Homey reports, federal hurdles may prevent older hydroelectric plants from staying online and new projects from even getting off the ground.
Inside the Sioux Hydroelectric Plant in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, 74 turbines are spinning and generating power for thousands of homes in the region. This narrow plant is a quarter mile long, and its red sandstone bricks harken back to the Gilded Age, when the plant first opened in 1902.
And it's been running pretty much 24/7, 365 since then.
Roger Line is with the Cloverland Electric Cooperative, the utility company that owns the plant today. He says Cloverland's considered shutting the facility down.
If you were to buy the same amount of energy out on the market today, you could probably get it a little cheaper.
Ultimately, Cloverland kept the plant open. It's not expensive to run and still generates a reliable flow of energy. But this back and forth isn't uncommon. A 2022 survey conducted by an engineering consulting firm found that about 36% of hydro operators in the U.S. were actively thinking about decommissioning their facilities. Unlike wind or solar projects, hydro facilities require a federal license that must be renewed every 30 to 50 years. And plants often have to deal with dozens of federal, state, and local agencies. It can be a bureaucratic nightmare, according to Malcolm Wolf from the National Hydropower Association.
It takes, on average, almost 8 years to get an existing hydropower facility relicensed.
40% of the nation's fleet that's not federally owned is facing license expirations in the next decade. The process, Wolf says, should be streamlined. He says there also needs to be a way for agencies to settle disputes when they impose contradictory requirements.
Part of what makes the hydropower licensing so maddening is that there's no agency in control. If one of the dozens of agencies misses its statutory obligations, there's nothing anyone else can do about it but wait.
Right now, hydro provides 6% of the nation's electricity generation. Caitlin Grady is a civil engineer with the George Washington University. She says hydroelectric is important, especially if we want to cut down on emissions.
Without major changes in nuclear or hydro, we will not have a sustainable grid with just solar and wind, unless we're also building a ton of batteries. And I mean tons and tons and tons of batteries.
Instead, Grady says grid reliability and energy output could be expanded by adding turbines to existing dams and investing in modern pumped storage technology that uses water and gravity as a battery. But century-old hydroelectric plants are still churning out power. At the Keokuk Renewable Center, which sits on the Mississippi River, bordering Iowa and Illinois, operators say it's been business as usual since 1913. Brad Todd with Ameren says there's no plan to decommission Keokuk, which supplies electricity to 75,000 homes a year.
It's great for the customers, it's safe, it's efficient, and Ameren plans on keeping ours around basically forever if we can.
The plant has new turbines that are more energy efficient, because even as technology changes, the basic idea remains. Water keeps on moving. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmesy.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR.